Let's take a look at the week ahead and what will be happening in the canyons of Wall Street. And you know what? This is not going to be an especially busy week in terms of the economic data coming out. Now, we've had a lot of economic data recently, and the economic data has been good data on balance. But we're not looking for a lot in the way of pronouncements this week. We will have a speech, though, on the rubber chicken circuit Monday at noon with none other than the president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank, William Dudley. He will be speaking at a luncheon on Monday. And as I say, not a whole lot going on this week. Some minor announcements coming out, but nothing major. We'll get an update on the jobless claims data on Thursday morning. Now, this information has really improved in the last couple of weeks. You know, we had that interruption in the data flow as a result of those tragic hurricanes, Hurricane Harvey, that did so much damage in the greater Houston area, and Hurricane Irma that did damage in the various areas of Florida in particular. And this data was interrupted by those severe storms, but now it appears that the data is returning to a more normal track. And the estimate is that jobless claims on Thursday morning will be announced at 232,000. And that number would be compared to 229,000 the prior week. Even the four-week moving average now is coming back down. And we're looking at the lowest figures on balance that we have seen in jobless claims in decades, literally in decades. Now, if you've been following jobless claims, you know that for the past 2 years, these numbers have been very, very low, near historic lows on occasion over the last 2 years. And that seems to be the case, and we thought it would return to this projectile, given the fact that the storms would pass and that the rebuilding would commence. Well, here we are. So far, so good on that one. Now, on Friday morning, we'll get an update on consumer sentiment. The estimate on this is a figure of 100. By the way, that is a really, really high figure when it comes to consumer sentiment. So consumer sentiment has been high this year, and it remains high. And we're not expecting to see that change a whole lot. You know, you hear me talk on the program about the risk of recession, because there really is nothing more important in terms of what you can analyze. There is nothing more important, for example, to the stock market than the economy and the risk of recession. And it is, believe me, it is not a coincidence that we have had this economy growing at about 2.2% annual average real GDP growth rate for the last several years. It's been a moderate growth rate. It's avoided the excesses of growing too fast. And it's also avoided the problems of recession. And it's that absence of recession over these many, many years that has contributed to the growing corporate earnings track that we've seen on balance. And certainly that has contributed to the performance of the stock market, which as we speak is at an all-time record high, 2587. Well, the S&P 500, that is a total rate of return of close to 300% since this move began in March of 2009. And the Dow standing at 23,539. So it's truly been historic in many ways.